about this book. This book is the result and accumulation of studies done by the author over the past 50 years. As a minister of the gospel for over 45 years, the author can attest that questions concerning the Christian Passover have repeatedly troubled the minds of many who desire to follow the true teachings of Jesus Christ. Much of this uncertainty is due to conflicting opinions about the date on which the Christian Passover should be observed, the 14th or the 15th. There is also a great variance of opinion concerning the true meaning of the Christian Passover and the significance of observing it. This book answers those questions by presenting the pertinent biblical teachings with a proper understanding. This book is unique because it is the first book ever written and published that thoroughly explains all aspects of the Passover as recorded in the Bible. This book makes full use of sound biblical scholarship and exegetical analysis to help the reader come to the knowledge of the truth of the Bible concerning the meaning and the proper observance of the Christian Passover. But this book was not written in erudite, sophisticated language for a few experts in the field. Such an esoterical type of presentation has been purposely avoided. The author's approach has been to present the scriptural facts in a clear and understandable manner for all who are seeking the truth. The Bible was not written only for intellectuals and so-called scholars to understand and interpret. Its words were inspired by God through the power of the Holy Spirit to instruct and to enlighten every seeker of truth. As the Apostle Paul wrote Timothy, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." God's word was given to inspire faith and belief in Christ Jesus, and to instruct all true believers in righteousness. It is the powerful living sword of truth. It is called the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Seeking to draw from the Word of God the meaning that God Himself intended, the author has included in-depth word studies and the exposition of doctrinal truths and errors. In these expositions, the basic truths of God's Word have been presented to convict and admonish in the hope that the reader may be encouraged to grow in faith and belief in God the Father and Jesus Christ. For the study of the New Testament passages, the author has chosen to use his own translation of the Greek text. This translation was recently completed after 24 years of continuous study of New Testament Greek. The author has been a student of New Testament Greek since 1974. His original tutelage was under Dr. Charles V. Dorothy, Ph.D., of Ambassador College, Fuller Theological Seminary, and Claremont Graduate School. Although he was the author's mentor in New Testament Greek for many years, the author's translation of the New Testament is solely the responsibility of the author. The author has endeavored to translate the New Testament Greek as accurately as possible in order to bring out the rich teachings that God has inspired for us. The author's translation is based upon the Greek text of Stephen's 1550. This is the same Greek text that was used for the translation of the King James Version in 1611. While the author's knowledge of Hebrew is not as extensive as his knowledge of New Testament Greek, It is sufficient for the doctrinal and exegetical studies presented in this book. In addition, since the publication of the second edition in 1999, the author has closely collaborated with Old Testament Hebrew consultant E. Michael Heiss to complete a translation of the Old Testament based on the Ben Asher Masoretic Hebrew text. Together, they have copiously combed through each and every word and phrase, producing a version that is faithful to the original Masoretic text while retaining much of the grace of the King James Version. In this third edition of the Christian Passover, nearly all Old Testament scriptures are quoted from the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version. Moreover, beginning with the second edition of this book, the author has elected to use the Holy Scriptures, Jewish Publication Society of America, 1917 and 1995, and 1955. And the Shocken Bible, 1995, for selected Old Testament passages. This book offers the reader a systematic, step-by-step approach to the study of the Passover, starting with easy-to-understand scriptures and word studies as a foundation. It progresses chapter by chapter to more difficult scriptures so that every aspect of the Passover is made easy for the reader to understand. The Bible instructs us to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. It is for this fundamental purpose that this book was written. It is dedicated to the glory of Jesus Christ, our living Savior, and God the Father, who is over all and above all.